This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Landslide kills three children in Argakhanchi. Top leaders agreed to select the chairman of the parliamentary committee soon, and four killed in U.S. city of Philadelphia mass shooting. Now, the news in detail. Three children who were severely injured after they were hit by a landslide at Panini rural municipality of Argakhanchi early morning today have died. District Police Office Argakhanchi identified the deceased as 11-year-old Ranju Raskoti, 10-year-old Dhan Bahadur Raskoti and 12-year-old Khum Bahadur Raskoti. Police said the landslide buried a house at 6:30 a.m. at Panina of Panini rural municipality 1, leaving them severely injured. They were cousins by relation. Similarly, 14-year-old Sachin Raskoti, who was rescued alive from the landslide debris, has been referred to Tansen of Palpa for treatment. The issue of selecting the chairman of the parliamentary committee was discussed in the discussion held between Speaker Debaraj Ghimire and the top leaders of the three main political parties, including the Prime Minister. In the discussion held at the Speaker's office at Singha Darbar today, Speaker Debaraj Ghimire informed that the top leaders of the party agreed to select the chairman of the parliamentary committees soon. After the meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dhanaraj Gurung informed that it was agreed to select the chairman of the parliamentary committees as soon as possible. Prime Minister and Chairman of Maoist Centre Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Leader of the main opposition party and Chairman of CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli, President of Nepali Congress Sher Bahadur Deoba and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dhanaraj Gurung participated in the discussion called by Speaker Ghimire. There are 10 thematic committees under the House of Representatives and all of them were formed on April 28. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has congratulated and extended best wishes to Arpan Sharma, who is known as the Memory King. During the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwata this morning, Prime Minister Dahal congratulated Sharma for being successful to make the country's name renowned in the world and wished him further success in the days ahead. Sharma has established a world record by memorizing 83 objects in a sequence in 1 minute. The 33-year-old Memory King has been imparting training to students regarding increasing memory power. The Mahakali Highway has been obstructed since last night due to flooding and landslide triggered by incessant rain. Multiple landslides at Panebaz area in local Sailya Shikhar Municipality 6 have blocked the Gokuleswar-Khalanga section of the highway. The section of the highway from Gokule to Panebaz and Airechana is frequently blocked due to mudslides when it rains. Supervisor of the roads office, Rajendra Singh Dhami, said although a loader dispatched by Division Roads Office, Baitari, Patan, is at work to remove the landslide debris from the road since the morning, it is facing difficulty opening the highway due to continuous rainfall. With incessant rainfall, the water level in the Tinau River has reached a record high. The heavy rainfall that occurred in Rupandehi, Palpa and surrounding areas last night caused the river flood, thereby warranting high alertness. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has informed that the water current exceeded the red line. Chief District Officer of Rupandehi, Bharat Mani Pandey, informed that taking into account the rising water level in Tinau River, the authority had asked the people to stay aware of it. The Meteorological Forecasting Division appealed to all to stay alert and people near the river have been asked to move to safer places. However, no human or physical loss has been reported so far. Nepal has emerged as the champions of ACC Under-16 East Zone Cup cricket, defeating Malaysia by 221 runs in the final match today. With this victory, Nepal has made a hat-trick in this tournament. Nepal defeated Singapore in 2017 and Malaysia in 2019 before this to clinch the title. Batting first after winning the toss at the Biomass oval cricket ground in Malaysia, Nepal amassed 252 runs in the allotted 25 overs, losing 8 wickets. Chasing a target of 253 runs, Malaysia's innings was limited to 31 runs in 14.5 overs. Nepal's skipper Abhishek Tiwari claimed 5 wickets in 6 overs, conceding 7 runs while retaining a maiden. Similarly, Santosh Yadav took 3 wickets. Nepal's Naren Bhatta played an inning of 100 runs. He hit unbeaten 112 runs with the help of 2 sixes and 10 fours off 89 balls. Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Maldives, Indonesia and Thailand, along with Nepal, participated in the tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Police have said 4 people were shot dead in the city of Philadelphia late on Monday. They said another 2 children aged 2 and 13 were injured in the attack in the city's southwestern Kinsessing area. All the victims are male. The suspected gunman is now in custody and his rifle and handgun have been recovered. Police added that the suspect, who has not been named, was wearing a ballistic vest with multiple magazines. The 4 killed men were aged between 20 and 59. The 2 injured children are in stable condition. The suspect's motives were not immediately known. The attack on the eve of Independence Day came just a day after 2 people died and 28 injured, about half of them children, in a shooting attack in Baltimore, Maryland. There have been intense exchanges of fire between Israeli forces and armed Palestinian militants in Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military began what appears to be one of the most extensive operations in the territory in years with drone strikes early on Monday. Health officials say 9 Palestinians have been killed and 100 injured. Israel said it was stopping Jenin from being a refuge for terrorism. Palestinians accused it of a war crime. Jenin has become a stronghold for a new generation of Palestinian militants who have become deeply frustrated by the Palestinian Authority's easing leadership and the restrictions of the Israeli occupation. Since the start of the year, more than 140 Palestinians, both militants and civilians, have been killed by Israeli forces or settlers in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, while another 36 have been killed in the Gaza Strip. Russian President Vladimir Putin is set to address a global summit for the first time since the Wagner mercenary group staged a mutiny in June. He will join leaders from China, India, Pakistan and 4 Central Asian countries virtually for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit today. India is chairing the summit this year, which is taking place in 2 weeks after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was hosted by US President Joe Biden for a state visit. Regional security, economy, food security, climate change and Afghanistan are some of the issues that are likely to be discussed in the meeting. But most importantly, the SCO will serve as a platform for Mr. Putin to show he is still welcomed and heard on global platforms despite the Ukraine war. China, Russia and 4 Central Asian countries formed the SCO in 2001 as a countermeasure to limit the influence of the Western in the region. India and Pakistan joined the group in 2017. Now the general weather forecast for the country. As the monsoon remains active nationwide, Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in one or two places of Kosi and Gandaki province today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is possible in some places of the country, with chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in one or two places of Kosi, Madhes, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29.8 degrees Celsius with 33.5 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslide kills 3 children in Argakhachi. Top leaders agreed to select the chairman of the parliamentary committee soon, and four killed in U.S. city of Philadelphia mass shooting. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.